Express yourself.
Okay, good morning, hey. Everyone. Welcome to another edition of Talk Line, your radio show where you can call in with your points of view or opinions or anything you want to talk about. I'm Diane McGachran.
Good morning, and I'm Peter Attrick.
And we are here ready, willing, and able to take your calls from the YK Delta and beyond. Okay, yes, we're getting some iPad instruction that we need frequently. Okay, there we go.
We were trying to get into the weather before we start getting calls.
Okay,
you know,
there
but
we go.
I know a lot of people are interested in what's happening with weather this weekend, you know, being that it's just about moose season is going to open, and tomorrow, or actually today, we're looking for mostly cloudy skies with a slight chance of rain. Highs will be around 60, southeast wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Friday night, this evening, we're looking at cloudy skies with a slight chance of rain. Lows in the upper 40s to mid 50s, southwest or south wind 15 miles per hour. We're going to go on to our first caller from Bethel. We have John Nick. Good morning to John.
Good morning, John.
Peter.
Hey.
Are you by your lonesome there?
No. Diane.
Yeah, hi, Diane.
Oh, Diane's here.
You were so quiet, I didn't know you were there.
Well, that's a relief
that's
to many
first,
people.
No.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, I'd like to mention the local hunts coming up here, and then everything else is falling into place. So when you're out there hunting, Labor Day weekend, you know, there's going to be a lot of hunters out there.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you, if you see a bull, make sure it's a bull, and make sure it's an animal. Don't be trigger happy. You might happen to think you see antlers, might be a cow. Make sure it's the right species, and you don't want to get in trouble, you know. And if you happen to shoot one, I mean, there's always probability of somebody getting trigger happy and shooting a cow. Rather than leave it alone and not trying to get caught, you should just butcher it up and put it in, turn it in. Then that way they pass out the meat to the needy people. And that helps the people who don't go moose hunting. You know, that's one of the ways of conserving your meat there instead of letting panic and let it go to waste. That's no way to hunt like that.
Mm.
And
yeah.
Make sure you shoot an animal that's a bull and specified, you know. Otherwise, we don't want to waste meat and stuff like that. That's bum.
Mm.
And yeah. It affects everybody's hunting. And please be careful and don't drink and drive. And if you have friends going out there, always be know where they're at all the time.
Yes.
Later. Nap and waiting for moose or whatever birds.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, be safety conscious, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And don't drink and hunt at the same time.
That's
a dangerous way to get killed or really hurt really bad. And you want to be out there hunting with your sane mind, not being insane behavior, you know.
That's right.
You want to be safety conscious. And you want to be successful. So that's a good way to hunt, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And bring your trash home, either that or burn it while you're there. Leave it as it is when you've seen it, you know.
It's yes.
Good. Anyway, that's all I have to say. And hunting everyone, please be safety conscious. Good luck to you. And wear your life jacket. Please don't drink and drive. And know where your partners are at. And have mm-hmm. fun.
Yes.
And that's
good.
What counts.
Yeah. Be safe. Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, Dan. Peter.
Yeah. Have a great day.
Now
to
you can
John.
Make some noise, Dan.
I know. Oh, trust me.
Okay.
It's hard to keep me at bay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Peter?
Thank you, John.
Okay. Very good.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Next, we have Cody from Bethel.
Hey.
Hello, Cody. Welcome to Talk Line.
Hello. Hi, Uncle Peter. Good morning.
Good morning, Cody.
Good morning.
I'm calling to let you guys know next month is September, and September is Suicide Awareness Month. And ONC Public Department is having some activities next week On Wednesday, next week, Wednesday on the 7th, we'll be making signs for our walk that we'll be having on Friday, and we'll have a movie day. So making signs and movie day on Wednesday. And we know there's lots of students out there that have the week off next week, so we hope to see all you students over there at the old bowling alley, and it'll start at 1 o'clock on Wednesday.
Yes.
Is that the march will start at 1 p.m. on Wednesday?
No. This is the activities leading up to Friday.
Oh, okay. So there'll be some things happening at the old bowling alley Wednesday at 1.
Yes, and then Thursday we'll be doing food preparation and cooking at 1 at the old at the ONC multipurpose building at 1. Mm-hmm. So Thursday we'll start at 1 also. And then Friday is when we will have the community wellness doy walk.
Community wellness doy walk.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
the
community wellness doy walk is for us to come together. For those who have been affected by suicide and bullying, we want to come together as a community and say doy, and doy means stop it, to suicide and bullying. And we will end the walk with snacks, refreshments, and we'll also do games and activities for the community members and students at the old bowling alley. So next week we got a whole bunch of activities going on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and we'll be posting everything on our Facebook page if you guys want to check it out.
And is the Facebook page ONTC or ONC or what is
it? Kuzrick ONC.
For your program. Okay.
Yes. So next week we got a lot of free activities during the daytime. We hope to see you guys there, and then we'll also hold some more activities throughout the month. So you guys can, if you guys want to keep posted on that, you guys can see what will be going on our Facebook page.
Okay, and Cody, did you happen to call the college and leave a message for me?
I'm not sure on that.
If you are, you need to call again because I don't have your number to return.
All right, I'll call the college as soon as I'm done here.
Yeah. Okay.
I'd like to wish everybody a good good luck moose hunting. Enjoy your guys' Labor Day weekend. Stay safe and... Everybody, have a good day.
Thank you, Guyana too.
Guyana, Cody.
Guyana.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, good job. Yes, that sounds like
what
a lot of activity.
And it sounds like it's going to be fun and with a good message.
Yes.
Like a good message.
Yeah, so if you're left behind and your IPAC or people have left to go camping or moose hunting, whatever, you know, don't feel lonesome. There's a lot of activity going on.
Yeah.
Still in Bethel, you know, meantime back home.
Yeah, they're doing good at that bowling alley, converting it into kind of like a community center.
Yes. A community building, you know. Yeah, I was fortunate enough to see the traditional type Qazigik in my village when I was growing up. In fact, that's where that was the only place where the activities were held.
Oh, good. So you got, used it. It was used, yeah.
Yeah, it was semi-underground, you know, like you have to enter in from the top, and then you go down, and into an entry, there was two doors, kind of, you know, and then you went in, and you're underground. And the only opening to the outside was the door, of course, and then on the very top, in the center, was like a window they could...
Wow.
Lift up.
How many people could they fit in there?
Oh, I don't know. You know, when
we could squish a lot, probably.
Yeah. When we were young, you know, I would imagine probably good 50 plus 100, maybe.
Oh, wow.
You know.
That's big.
There used to be a crowd in there. And then we'd dance. And in wintertime, our men would take a fire bath in there.
Good.
And then when they're done, they'd practice Eskimo dancing. And it's really warm in there.
Yeah.
The fire would heat up your surrounding, which is the earth. And when the earth gets warm around you, man, it'll stay warm all day.
It holds on to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it was wonderful.
That is really wonderful. Yeah. Thanks for telling me about that. Okay, so right now, things look really nice with the weather, and we hope that it keeps on. I think Monday is also a holiday, right?
That's right, yes.
And Chivac just had their Tundra Fest, And I think that this weekend is the Tuxuk Bay Blackberry Festival. Last week we announced that you could get raffle tickets.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's too late to do that still, but they had some good raffles.
But we have numbers you can call.
Yeah.
They are 543-KYUK, that's 543-5985. The other number, 543-2756,
1-800-895. I'm sorry. Uh-oh. Peter, okay. You had these memorized.
1-800-995-8954.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it is.
And
right
you can
there.
Also email us by writing to us at radio@kyuk.org.
Yes.
kyuk.org.
Feel free to call. You know, the best time to call is right now when we're not, people are not scrambling or using up that. We have only two lines to call in. So, you know, and then if you hear a busy signal or you get hung up, you know, don't get frustrated. You know, keep trying. Yes, you may find a line to call into.
Right.
But the first part is always like, you know, not that many calls in the beginning of the show, but once it gets going, then it's hard to get in. So if you got something to say or would like to call in, maybe best time is now.
Right. And do you, what is the date today? Is it the
29th?
30th. Oh, it's the 30th already. So, and is Monday a holiday?
Yes.
Okay. So Maine, and I guess the post office will be closed, and there's the weather.
Yeah, a lot of places are closed.
Yeah.
And then, you know, this month went by quite rapidly. In fact, pretty much the whole summer.
Yeah. Oh, so you'd probably say that we're coming to the end of summer, right?
Hey, we still have another day.
I thought I had you there. I still see the birds, so yes,
yeah,
they're still here, so it's
they're
okay.
They're still here, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
But, the last day of summer, isn't it? It's September 21st. Is that it? And then it's begins the fall season. I don't know.
Oh, I'm not paying attention to that. It's one day at a time for me.
Yeah, I gotcha.
So,
okay, yes.
Yeah.
So today is today.
Today is today. Let's concentrate on that.
Yeah, and it's a nice day. I took my dogs out. I took my dogs out for a walk early this morning, out on the tundra. So they're. I just want you to know the birds are still there.
Yeah.
So
yes.
All is well. Today is today.
And then we're changing colors outdoors as we look out the window.
Okay.
We're changing a bit of color, you know, but there's a lot of green out there yet.
Yes. I know. We're going to hang on to summer as long as we can.
We will. Yeah. Yes. So enjoy each day.
Yeah. And enjoy everything that you notice, things that you notice, little changes that start to happen, a little cool in the morning, warmer in the day. Now's the time when I start to see how long can I keep my window open in my house.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to see how far I can get.
We're the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it nice and cool at night when I sleep.
Yeah.
And so.
And then you're starting to see stars, you know, in the evening time.
Yes.
When you get stars,
that's right.
You know,
That's good.
Yeah. The Big Dipper showed up right in front of our door the other day. Wow. It was right there.
Wow. Nice. You know? What were you? You just happened to, like, step out to look
at it? Yeah, step out, take a breather, you know, and then there it was, you know, just looking at me and. And then
did it wink at you? Did one of the stars wink? The Big Dipper's winking
north,
at Peter. Awesome. So. Now, it looks like Grady is going to chime in here for a moment. Go ahead, Grady.
I don't know if you can hear me. Can you hear me?
You're on good.
Cool. I'm really looking forward to Taste of Bethel. Has Renee had a chance to call in yet?
No, but let's talk about Taste of Bethel.
So I don't know how many chefs they have this year, 19 or so, but either way.
I think she put a notice on Facebook she needs a few more. She would like a few more.
So she can handle a last minute entrant into the Taste of Bethel because a couple of cancellations. That's what I heard, too.
Okay, good.
But the thing I'm excited about, of course, is the Best of Gudeg competition. And I would love people to contact me, Grady@kyuk.org, and let me know that you'd like to participate. And then at 3 o'clock, show up at the Taste of Bethel at the Cultural Center with two cups of a Gudeg for me to get to the judges. I'm going to get some assistance in creating the rubric and also aggregating the judges together to make sure that it's I'm not the best person to help decide how to judge a Gudeg. So I've got a ringer helping me out with that tomorrow at the event. But again, contact me, Grady@kyuk.org, and then 2 cups of a Gudeg to and you got to check your humility too. I think you got to have some pride. Mm-hmm. If you know, it's not the natural way, but be proud of your Aguda. Come bring it out.
Say again when that's going to be and where?
That's on the 31st. That's Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. at the Cultural Center. It's Taste of Bethel. It's a great event anyway.
Okay, that's tomorrow.
It is tomorrow.
Okay, cool. All right, thanks, Grady.
All right, thank you.
That sounds exciting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. All right, well, we have a call from Nick. Good morning, Nick. Welcome to Talkline from Chuafbala.
Yeah.
yeah, that's the best I can do. Sorry, Nick. You can.
Yeah, good morning, Nick.
Yeah, good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, Nick.
You could hear me?
You're loud and clear. Yes,
yep.
Go ahead.
Well, pretty smoky up this way.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the last couple of days, it's getting the smoke back in again.
Oh, no.
No.
But anyway, I'd like to bring up something about this moose season.
Okay.
You know, this last week, I think it was, when the guy came in for about federal permits.
Okay.
And when he came here, the thing that really puzzled me and got me a little upset was that handing out these federal permits, there's 100 of them, and what really got me going was, you know, from this unit up here, 19, you know, I don't have anything, but I say good luck to all hunters. It doesn't matter where you're coming from, but, you know, with these different units, it should have been where these 100 permits should have been, like, from Lower Kalstag and all these villages up here. 100 permits, it seems like that, not that many, you know, but when he mentioned that 23 of these permits are going to Tuluksac, you know, that really doesn't sound right to me, because when you know, other hunters, once you get these tier 2 hunting permits to go out and you can end up hunting to almost anywhere, It is really kind of upsetting, because there's a few guys that I talk with. It just don't seem like a right thing to end up doing, because, you know, I don't want nobody being upset with me from the lower villages.
Mm-hmm.
That they should be having equal rights with, you know, for us to have, you know, I don't know how to really put it, to fair share.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just so, when I mentioned that, the guy, I could, you know, see that he didn't really like that, but, you know, I was just letting him know what I think.
Hmm. Was this guy from here?
I'm not exactly sure, Peter. I never asked him where he was from. He could have been, but, you know, I don't want to put nobody down.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad you said that. Yeah, so, but, you know, somebody must know. So, Fish and Game, you know, if you heard that, you know, maybe if they had an explanation about, I didn't hear about those 100 permits, you know, we had a guy here from Fish and Game yesterday that talked about general hunting regulations and open season and all that, but I didn't hear no permits being handed out.
Uh-huh. Well, he told me it was from Tuluksac, and, you know, it was, the 23 permits were handed out in Tuluksac.
Oh, okay.
So, and another thing, too, is, I got to bring up another thing, is with YKC, it Medicaid there, with, you know, it's with both travel and appointments down there in Brussels. It seems that to me, anyway, that they should have a password, you know, because I was a witness to end up seeing a couple of patients end up going down there and not having appointments. How did that, you know, they go, they have appointments scheduled, get down there, and they got nothing. Then when they want, need to come back, and sometimes, like, the weather is bad, and they get canceled. They had to spend the whole weekend down there, and I came up the same evening flight. Three seats are empty, and they got to come up the next week, and they're needing to get back to their family. But, boy, it seems like it's something should be really looked at, where the travel should be working more with the airlines. It's pretty upsetting there, you know. When, you know, some people don't mind staying away from home for a while, but there's people that, you know, need to attend to things that it's important to being at home.
Okay.
And to see where we have to go and sneak around and smoke a cigarette in a hospital area. I mean, it's a non-smoking area, but they should put a smoking building where, you know, people know where to go. They shouldn't have to sneak around like they're underage. I think I let out some of my...
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad you did that, Nick, yes. Yeah, no.
Those are good
points.
You
need to hold on to them.
Yeah.
I had a question for you, Nick.
Oh, go for it, Peter.
Yes, how's the water level doing upstream?
It's getting pretty low.
Oh, no. Okay.
Turn on your GPS.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, it's nice to hear from you, Nick.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it's been a while since I called.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, well, we appreciate you voicing out your concerns this morning.
Okay.
All right. Very good.
Have a good day.
You have a wonderful weekend.
Okay. You
okay. All right,
okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Lines are open, but...
The lines are open. We'll have as you know, we've instituted some station breaks, so there'll be a couple of station breaks. One is coming up in a few minutes. If you call in during the station break, they'll put you on hold. And a reminder that when you are on hold, you will not be able to hear what is happening, like what conversation Peter and I might be having with another caller. That is a technical glitch, and we are going to fix that. All right, this is we're going to go to Howard from Bethel. Good morning, Howard. Welcome to Talkline.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
Can you turn my radio off?
Yeah, turn that radio off.
Petey's running around Bethel giving out notice. Police department, and says, this is your official notice. You have until Monday, September 2, 2019, to remove a flatbed from my yard, from blocking the highway or other public areas. There's people just riding around there, but my flatbed's off the road, you know. And it says, failing to do so will result in a citation with a fee of $300. Please call the police department and ask to speak to CSO Alton if you have any questions or concerns. This is the first notice I got, and this from the police department. I know it's from the, I thought the city of Bethel did that. And, you know, I can't understand why you pay for a piece of land and you put stuff on your property. So it's not blocking any traffic or anything. It hasn't been a hazard to anybody. So I can't understand why they would go there and give a short notice like that. And a lot of us don't have vehicles to move other vehicles, and it's cost a few dollars to get to move those vehicles, you know, even to tow it. It's cost people money. And he said he ran into about, he went to about 50 residents here in Bethel here.
Hmm.
And it, as far as I've seen in Bethel, I drove through it. I haven't seen any vehicles, you know, that were a hazard to the public there. I've seen a lot of parked vehicles on the highway, on the roadways, and on the public roads, parked there, you know.
But not as a hazard.
They were a hazard. Uh-huh. You had people walking, you know, like Mission Road, you got people walking, and you already got a two-way lane there, you know.
Uh-huh.
And people have to go off the road because you're parked right in the road there.
Right.
Okay, so I just wanted to let you guys know, and then you guys have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Hey,
you too,
Howard.
Thanks for bringing it up.
Okay.
We're going to, that music means we're heading into a short station break and word from our sponsors. And you're listening to Talkline at KYUK.
Okay.
I was going to give the website.
Yuk to yuk gamuk ni chukunin nachtuji mani KYUK me. Puk yut me 10 a.m. Dos jali ime gauluku 7 p.m. ataku me. KYUK 6:40 a.m.
You noticed your child when they walked for the first time. It's easy for you to notice what their favorite foods are. You remember exactly when they said hello in your native language. You notice when they do well in school and even what friends they hang out with. Yet one thing you may not have noticed is that they may have already had their first drink of alcohol. Nearly one-third of youth begin drinking before the age of 13. When children start drinking early, they are 6 times more likely to have alcohol problems when they're adults.
Have a conversation with your children about underage drinking. To learn more about underage drinking prevention, please call 800-729-6686 or visit speakwiththem.samhsa.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is Samuel Kim. I listen to KYUK 640 AM in Bethel, Alaska on the internet at kyuk.org.
Welcome back, everyone, to Talkline. That was our station break, and we're back on the show. We've got an email that I'm going to read. And the email is, the lights for Pinky's Park have been a long time coming for Bethel. Since the alcohol store has been open, activity in that area has been high, and it deters crime. Also is safety to police officers who respond to that area. Thank you to Mayor Watson, Vice Mayor Williams, Barr, Charles, Jung, Jordan, who voted for this. Items come up now and then that the council are not aware of during the budget process. Okay, thank you for that email, and we're going to go to Russ calling in from Chillista. Good morning, Russ. Welcome to Talkline.
Hey, guys. Thanks. I appreciate it. I just wanted to call in because we have the next deadline for Chillista Corporation's enrollment applications. And just for as a preface, we're this is ongoing open enrollment for descendants of Calista Corporation. But the main thing is in order to receive stocks in the October stock issuance, the deadline to complete all of your paperwork is September 13.
Okay.
So that's I got a couple weeks from now is the deadline, and basically all eligible applicants that submit full and complete enrollment applications, either paper or online, by 5 p.m. of that date, may receive Calista Corporation shares. You know, as long as you know all of the you know, boxes are filled and everything's T's are crossed, et cetera. We estimate the shares to be issued by early October, and then with emails or letters being sent out by the end of October.
Okay. Okay, those are important dates. Thank you.
Yeah. And the details for this can be found at calistacorp.com/enroll. Or, I mean, you can just go to calistacorp.com and you can find the story that covers this information.
Okay.
And to enroll online is just enroll.mycalista.com. The MyCalista is our shareholder portal for shareholders, but the enroll.mycalista.com is the first step in enrolling online.
Okay.
Yeah. And then if you want to enroll in person, you can go to the Bethel office on Watson's Corner in the old legislative building there in Bethel, and then also on the International and C Street Calista Corporation building in Anchorage.
Okay.
So I just wanted to go ahead and share that. I know we got a couple weeks left, and sometimes it takes a while to complete the enrollment application because it includes many different parts, maybe a birth certificate or something that connects you as a descendant to a current shareholder. So I wanted to call and leave you guys a heads up, and for anyone out there who is looking to have their children or grandchildren become shareholders.
Okay. All right. Just one more time, Russ, can you give out Calista's telephone numbers?
Yeah.
For someone that might have a question.
Yes. It's you can either call in at the Alaska baseline at 907-275-2800. Or you can call toll-free at 1-800-277-5516.
Okay. Got it. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
Great.
Well, thanks
Thank
for
you.
That
Appreciate
info, Russ. Yes.
All right. No problem.
Okay.
Take care. Have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right.
Okay.
Our lines are open.
Yes.
Yeah. Feel free to call. You know, nice time to be outdoors. I don't know what the long-range weather forecast looks like, you know, but, you know, it's just
wonderful.
Well, right
now, it's fabulous.
Yeah.
We'll just stay right now where it's fabulous.
Yeah.
So one announcement, Jamie Lynn Hoffman's family will be having a one-year memorial feast at 222 Blackberry Street today at noon. Remember to tune in today at 1 o'clock for the re-airing of yesterday's, I'll need some help with this, Peter, because you're the host. Ketvarluku?
Where are you?
Right here. Today at 1 o'clock, there'll be a re-airing of yesterday's.
Oh, Ketvarluku, yeah. Means to put it down out in the open or on the table so you can review it and look
That's
at it.
That's a good show. Now, is that in Yukton?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. Host Peter Atchek and Fish and Game Fish and Game wildlife biologist Patrick Jones answered questions about moose hunting, moose hunt regulations, permits, and proxies to become hunters for the elderly, disabled, and more. Today at 1 p.m. here on KYUK 640 a.m. Okay. And there's a new Yurok group created by... Created by...
Panuk.
Agimuk and Braden Brink. And they'll hold practices at the ONC Multipurpose Building every Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m.
Wow.
Now, that's a good place for a young person to be. Saturday, 6 to 8 at the ONC Multipurpose Building. Anyone interested in joining are welcome to attend. The group is looking for more women dancers.
Cool. Good.
Well, that's funny because usually there's a lot of women dancers and not as many men, but that's good. Okay. The Bethel ASB... That's the school board. We'll hold a work session at 5:30. Yesterday. Okay, sorry. I'm late on that one. And Saturday, all are welcome to attend the Taste of Bethel Saturday, August 31st. That's tomorrow, from 3 to 5 at the Cultural Center. We'll say more about that, but we'll go right to a caller from Bethel, Alicia from Bethel. Good morning, Alicia. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
I'm calling to let people know that there's volleyball this weekend, and the Bethel High School girls will be playing cross with you tonight at 7.
Okay, at the high school?
Yes.
Okay, 7 o'clock, women's, young women's volleyball. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, bye.
Oh, wait.
Oh. Oops.
Maybe that was a different Alicia. You know. Because I was expecting a call from Alicia from Fish and Wildlife.
Oh, that's Alyssa.
Okay.
This is Alyssa.
Okay. Yeah, okay, all right.
Yeah, there's an H in this one. Yeah.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Okay, so I'll say a little more about the Taste of Bethel.
Yes.
From 3 to 5 at the Cultural Center. That's tomorrow. There will be 16 different ethnic foods to try. All dishes are $5, and proceeds go directly to the chef. So when you get to the door, you buy, each ticket is $5. So let's say you buy 5 tickets, and then you roam around, and you give the ticket to the chef, and they will provide a small dish of whatever they've prepared. Oh. And they get to keep whatever money they get from that. So they turn in that ticket, and they'll receive $5. So, depending on your appetite, and it's not like a full meal. So you could buy like 5 or 6 tickets and kind of roam around and get a whole like 5-course meal.
Wow.
It's really awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Now we do have Alyssa from Fish and Wildlife.
Yeah, got it now.
Good morning, Alyssa. Okay. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. I heard you guys.
Oh, she's so peppy. Okay, Alyssa. All right. So, what's going on?
Okay. So, I have a couple announcements to make as usual.
Okay.
The Mulchatna caribou herd for 2019-2020 hunting seasons, the population estimated count was back in July, this past July, and the population was 13,500 caribou. So that's currently under the minimum population amount by 16,500 caribou. The population objective range is 30,000 to 80,000 caribou. The last time this herd was counted was back in 2016, and the population was at 27,000. So that means over the past 3 years, the population has declined in half. It's a little bit of a concern, and so this year, Alaska Department of Fish and Game has taken action under an emergency order and will only be issuing 1 caribou tag per person. For more information, you can contact the Alaska Department of Fish and Game in Dillingham. Her name is Lauren. She's the area manager biologist there. Her phone number is 842-2334. Again, that's 842-2334. And we're just asking folks to follow the regulations and report your harvest to Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
Okay.
Okay, so it's that time of the year when waterfowl hunting season is upon us. All the ducks, geese, swans, cranes, and snipes are flying over for winter. I just wanted to let everyone remember know that it is illegal to hunt any kind of birds with lead shot. We're trying to avoid using lead shot because it's harmful.
Yeah.
we wanted to make sure that we're continuing protecting our health and wellness for our people, environment, and our wildlife. So double-check your boxes. Make sure they're not lead shot.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Yes.
No more lead.
So we also continue want to emphasize the BIA headquarters area. This area is closed. We went ahead and start locking the gates, and we'll be putting up fences and a new barrier.
Oh, good luck. I mean, people keep crashing through it and opening it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So the only allowances past the gate are businesses that have working contracts with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. So anyone else, if you want to gain access, you have to have legitimate cause to be going beyond the gate.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to make sure that parents are aware of the conditions that are irreversible conditions, health hazards, if people actually or go back there and get contaminated based on the chemicals that are back there. So we just want people to be aware that we do have no entry signs posted, and we just really concerned about people's health when they're going back there.
Now, is there any future plans that Fish and Wildlife have for all of that? And
yes.
Why when BIA left, why didn't they do something with those buildings? How did it get to this condition?
That's a good another
question. I know this is a whole separate topic, but I'm just curious if you happen to know.
We'd have to have a whole another 1 hour session just
about it. It baffles me.
So we just want to keep letting people know, you know, it's really hazardous to go back there.
Yeah.
It's really, we just want to make people make sure that the precautions to public's health and the well-being of people is our utmost concern.
Sure. And do you think someday Fish and Wildlife will have something out there, like a birding center, hiking trail?
Yeah, we're putting up a BIA cultural and environmental education trail out there, and that's going to be coming after the mitigation or cleanup of the BIA area site. So we do have plans in the works.
Nice.
People want to see the maps and the site and what it's going to look like. You can just call me and I'll definitely be happy to show you.
So do you think someday those buildings will be taken down?
Yes, that is in the works. We are currently going to have them locked up and fenced up so that people can't get access to them, but it is in the works that we'll be demolishing those and mitigating and cleaning up that whole entire area so that people won't have access and the land will be transferred to Yukon Delta and Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation.
Yeah. Oh, YKHC will get the land. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Good.
Thank
you for that.
I want to make sure that I answered a few questions about moose hunting that I heard over radio from Peter.
Yeah, from Chorakpalak, actually.
Uh-huh.
Something about the permits that were being distributed to the villages.
Uh-huh. Yep.
What do you know?
Okay. So I just want to make everyone aware, and I'm sure everyone does, but just a reminder, for the moose hunting season for 2019 in Zone 1, it's from September 1st through September 7th.
Yeah.
You can shoot one visibly antlered bull. There will be no emergency closures this year, so you can hunt from September 1st through September 7th. For Zone 2, it's a little bit longer season. It's a September 1 through September 30th. Again, one visibly antlered bull. Again, there will be no emergency closures on that section for Zone 2 this year either.
Okay.
They also extended the timeline to report. So this year you have actually 10 days to report your kill after you shoot it. If you don't catch a moose, you have till October 15th. Any boundary line, maps, moose tag locations, you can call 543-2433 or visit the website at hunt.alaska.gov. And they have some pretty nice maps, too. So for the moose permits, for the federal moose hunting permits, someone said there was about 100. So we did have permits that we issued out to the villages on the federal side. Based on population size of the community.
Okay.
And we did issue roughly about 100 permits total. Now, that's the total number of permits that we issued. But the highest we gave to one community was 23, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But the total number of permits that was issued between Tuluksac and Crooked Creek was 100 in that area.
Yeah, I think that was one of his questions.
Yeah.
Is about the 23 going to one community. It seemed
I
guess he thought
that was
a lot.
Yeah, and I believe that was Aniak, because that Aniak was the biggest community that we had. And when the community didn't fill out all of those 23 permits, we distributed the ones that weren't used in that community to the other surrounding villages in that community. So if we couldn't fill a quota in one community, we'd use those permits and fill them out in another community.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So we try to keep them as evenly as possible and continue helping people where it's needed the most.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, good.
Yes. And then for any further questions from villages, what are the numbers they can call?
543-3151 is the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service line. 543-2433 is Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
Okay. You have an 800 number?
I believe that we do. It's 1-800-621-5804.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Well, thank you, Alyssa, and thank you for taking my sort of off-track kind of questions about old BIA.
Yeah.
No, that's okay. I'm fine with that. Good. There's a lot of questions about BIA that need to be answered, and we're definitely open book here. So if you guys want more information, we're more than happy to share.
Thank you.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks. Right. You guys have a wonderful day.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, bye.
All right.
I just have a quick announcement to read that if you are a parent and you've gotten a text from your child about a lockdown at Bethel Regional High School, it's just a drill. KYUK confirmed that with Bethel Police Department. So they are having a drill at Bethel Regional High School, a lockdown drill.
Good.
Okay, no concern there. All right. Very good. Okay, so we've covered quite a few things about Moose. Got a little more information about old BIA, the whole area. So there is a plan, which is good to hear. But caution to people going there, especially young people who like to hang out at those buildings. It is dangerous. There are toxins that you aren't able to see or smell, but that you do inhale. I think there's in the buildings there can be asbestos fibers that you can inhale, and they get lodged in your lungs, and you don't even know it until later in life when you get that can lead to cancer.
Danger, yes.
Yeah, and then there's volleyball tonight at 7 o'clock, high school girls game versus Kotzebue. And there's a great suicide prevention community wellness DOI walk. And that's DOI to bullying and hurtful things. And that has like a three-day event, really. So there's Wednesday at 1 o'clock at the old bowling alley. There's activities. Then there's food prep on Thursday. I didn't get the time on that. And then there's a community wellness DOI walk. There'll be snacks and refreshments on Friday. I should have gotten the time on that, but I'll look that up on their Facebook page. We have an anonymous caller from Bethel. Good morning, Anonymous. Welcome to Talk Line.
Hello.
Hello,
good morning.
Anonymous.
Yes, loud and clear.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Yes, sir.
You know what they should do for time being, close that liquor store for moose hunting, you know?
Oh.
Yeah, because I know lots of people always bring liquor. Yeah, then the troopers are not on the river looking out for moose hunters. They look for animals like it. They're not looking for moose hunters. Even the fishing game shouldn't be flying around where there's moose and caribous. Lots of people need the gas. Gas money costs lots of money. They want to go out to get their moose, their meat, because you see how much they're in stores. Over $40 of meat, that's a BS. Good morning, and thank you.
Thank you.
All right. That's a good caution. CC Franco from Bethel is on the line. Good morning, CC. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning, Diane. Good morning, Peter.
Oh, good morning to you.
I was just calling to remind everyone that if you are not registered to vote, the deadline for this coming elections on October 1st. The deadline to register to vote is September 1st. It's super easy. If you have a computer or a smartphone, you can go to voterregistration.alaska.gov www.cowayuk.gov and fill out everything online. Or you could go to the city clerk's office here in Bethel. Or if you're in a village, you could stop by your city office.
Okay. Question.
Yes.
How long do you need to be in Bethel to be to register, to be legally registered to vote?
I would have to double check with the Bethel Municipal Code, but I believe it's 3 months, or maybe it's 30 days.
Okay.
I let me see. Maybe it says somewhere. Yeah, I'm not entirely positive, Peter,
okay.
But if you called the City of Bethel, the clerk's office, they would definitely know the answer.
Alrighty. And then and her number, or just City of Bethel number, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and their number is...
Okay, she has come with her computer ready to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. So yeah. I'm a local government specialist. That's why I was calling to
see
who's now in the YK Delta.
Yeah.
But Title 29 is what the last estate statutes say about all of that. But then some cities have adopted their own election codes. So that would depend on what the City of Bethel is. You could call their office at
543-2047.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Yeah, I believe it's 30 days.
Okay,
now
that
more about it.
That's what I heard, seemed like I heard before, too.
Yeah. Also, just going to throw in there, I am running for city council.
Okay.
The election is on October 1st, so I'll be participating in some of the events hosted by KYUK, and I'll be having some meet and greets and going around town to introduce myself to anyone who doesn't know me and answer questions about my candidacy.
Okay.
That's good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
All
right. And, you know, we invite any of the candidates, if they ever want to call into Talk Line and use their 5 minutes to highlight a platform or highlight something particular and their strength on being on city council, they should do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we look forward to hearing from you in the future.
All right. Thanks
All right.
so much. Have a great
Thank
day.
Thank you.
Thanks,
you
Cece.
Too. Brianna.
Happy Friday.
All
Thank
right.
you. Okay, we're going to go to Willie in Bethel. Good morning, Willie. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Good morning, Kaka.
Ah, which?
Yeah. Time to complain, I guess, huh?
whatever you need to do.
Yeah, I kind of want to back up that guy, the talker I heard earlier about these planes buzzing around our wildlife when we go hunting around up in the mountains area. Every year we have that problem. Every year we complain about it. They never do anything about it. What they trying to do anyway? To me, it would be really fine nowadays if they're flying low enough to see their flying plane numbers on there by that, find out who flew that number plane in that day and see what the heck's going on. Every year we have these fishing game wildlife buzzing like games up in the hills and the mountains.
Yeah.
And those mountains ain't that close. We burn gas from here to there and food. Gee, wish they don't have to... they should have considered more better than that scare our games away. You know, that we have that problem every year. And why they keep doing that? Why they don't want to stop that? And what do they have against us? Do they have anything against that fishing game? They should go after these sports hunters that leave meat on the riverbank someplace when they I seen that happen. Like I used to go out hunting up Stone River, and I used to see bow hunters come down from way the hell out of nowhere, way up river, and then several times, these locals from Stoney, they're surprised who left those meat on the bank there, smelling up, and they find out. These bow hunters, they leave them like that, and they never do anything about them. Now, if we were local doing that, we'd get penalized for that. Gee whiz, you know. And like I say, if they're fishing game fly around kind of low, they can see the numbers, take their numbers and find out who flew that day. It's time we, gee, wish they shouldn't be doing that after we, you know, expensive gas and all that, wouldn't they? We just to go after a lifestyle game thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
To me, they, you know, they should be doing something about it, you know, and then they work better. And these little advice for parents, you know, that have hunting kids there, they should be supervised. These kids, when they're alone, they shoot up anything when they don't see anything, you know. I've seen that happen, too.
Yeah.
Even boys, even, they can't leave things alone. Anyway, I don't have it against them, but there's parents that have kids that go out there, they should advise them really, really careful, and, you know. Because we do need those equipments that we use, what they destroy in the past, and they won't stop either. And like I say, I wish they would get a hold of gear, get onto that plane buzzing up in the hills there. Well, anyway, I've been two bits there this morning.
Okay, thanks, Will.
And we're going to ask Nick.
All right, you're going out to get your moose this year?
I'm going camping. If there happened to be one close by, yeah, I'll take it, but I'm going camping.
Right on.
Hey.
Right on. We'll meet up someplace.
Okay, all right, Will. Okay.
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 All right, we're going to take... We're going to take another quick station break. Okay. You're listening to Talk Line on KYUK at 640 on your AM dial.
Yes. Be right back.
TalkLine is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during TalkLine may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Everywhere you look these long summer days, there are opportunities to help your baby's brain develop. Explain to her each step of catching a fish, or the proper way to dry salmon strips, or how to tell when berries are ready to pick. The more you talk to and with young children about a whole range of different topics, the better prepared they'll be. It's all part of keeping your baby on track, ready for school, and set for life. This message brought to you by this station and bestbeginningsalaska.org.
Hi, I'm Sarah Koenig from Senior Center. You're listening to KYUK 640 AM in Bethel, Alaska, the YK Delta's best public station.
The preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, that's a little...
Okay, welcome back, everyone. We're going to go right to our next caller, Nick from Chuakbalak. Nick's coming back for part two. Okay, hi,
yes.
Nick. You might have heard.
Part two.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, Nick.
Yeah. One thing I end up having, too, is these hunting, like, boundaries. Mm-hmm. They hand out these permits, and they, you know, a lot of people, they don't know where federal land is, or state land, or private land, or corporation land. And, you know, you see a moose, you go hunting for so many days, and, you know, you're spending all that money, and when you see a moose, you're looking at, you're feeding your family, and you're going to end up looking at catching it. But if you're getting caught by a fishing...
Uh-oh. I think we lost him.
Darn.
Did we lose him?
We might have lost Nick.
Nick, are you still there?
Oh, there okay. You go. Oh. We almost right. lost you. Go ahead.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, with this, you know, cell phone touched a little bit and getting them mute.
Yeah.
But you know, these places where when they hand out these permits, they should be handing out to people maps. Because when you're traveling, you kind of don't think about where you are when you see a moose, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of bum when you come to a point where you go out hunting for so many days and you end up seeing a moose and you can't shoot it because you're not in the right area. There's so many people that don't know where they're these different lands are.
Yeah. But, you know, I think on at least the places I went to last year, you know, like in Tuluksak, you know, they have a sign on each side of the river where that zone was, you know, that different zone. And then also in Kuikluk, you know, the area was that three-step mountain, and there was a sign on both sides of the river. So I don't know about your area. I don't think they've been to all of the rivers yet, you know, but, you know, and then when they have questions, that yesterday we learned that you can call them and ask for specific areas, you know, landmarks or even GPS coordinates.
Mr. Good old guys like within my dad and everything, where you see a moose, you're going to go for it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's understandable. Yeah, so call Fish and Game or Fish and Wildlife, you know, and then I think they, you know, they're, at least down here, they were able to supply me with a map of open areas, Zone 1 and Zone 2.
It's pretty bummer when you end up seeing that area when you see a moose, you can't catch it, huh?
Yeah, I know the feeling because I've seen one last year in a closed area.
It seems like almost like it's not right.
Yeah, we need to talk about that some more.
Yeah. Okay, that was just one thing I had for up in there, this area.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good question, good comment you got towards that.
Okay, Peter.
All right. Well, thanks for calling again, Nick.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good job.
Okay, so we have lifeguard training. Starts at the YK Fitness Center on September 3rd. You can visit ykfitness.org or you can call 543-0390 for details and to register. So that's lifeguard training. And then AVCP will be closed on Labor Day, which is Monday, September 2nd. And then again tomorrow from 3 to 5 is the Taste of Bethel. So there are 16 different ethnic foods to try, and all the dishes are $5 each. You buy however many tickets you would like at the door, and then you just hand the ticket over to whichever cook you would like to taste their food. And all the proceeds go directly to those who cook. And there's also an agoutic agoutic contest for the best agoutic, so...
This event is only for a couple of hours, right?
Yeah, it's just from 3 to 5, so it's Saturday afternoon, kind of in the middle of the day. So we'll see how people can
Saturday, come. So...
Yeah, and all you need to do if you want to enter your agudok in the agudok contest, you just bring two cups, enough for the judges to all get a sample. And there is a, I think, a $100 prize.
Oh, that's what we heard.
I think so, yeah. Yes, so Grady that, can confirm that. But I think there's at least a $100 cash prize for the winner. There may even, depending on how many people bring, there may be different categories. I'm not sure, though, if they decided on that or if they're just going to do whichever one tastes the best.
Yeah.
Go with
You have a favorite agudok type?
I'm one that really likes lots of berries.
Uh-huh.
Blueberries and salmon berries. I'm not as keen on the ones that have fish in them.
Oh, no.
Peter, I'm sorry. Yeah. I know. It's such a bummer.
Yeah, now I'm looking at you.
I bummed Peter out.
Okay.
Now you're looking at me differently.
Like
that's so funny.
I like
funny.
Mine with whitefish.
Oh, see?
Or cheapfish.
Oh, good
pike,
for
you.
Oh.
You know, especially those ones with white meat on them, you know.
Yeah.
And once in a while, you can have them with salmon.
Yeah.
Those are.
I know.
Really
I feel
good.
Like I should apologize and do some penance or something.
And then blueberries are really—they're mixable with just about any fish, you know. And it just brings out the flavor and yeah.
Oh my!
So
yes,
agudok time is a very special time.
But it is good. No, it's always good to see it there. And I do like the colorful berries when there's
agudok. So when there's agudok, I save some room.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So I can enjoy it more.
Now, did you grow up with it, the very traditional recipe for it?
Pretty much.
Where the fat wasn't Crisco, it was, moose tallow or caribou.
Or fish. You can skim off the fish. You know, I went up to one village one time, and this elder lady says, "You taste my vangak," she called it. You
vangak.
Know, in her language, that was agudok for, you know, us. So she skimmed the fat off from the white fish from the top of the pan, pot, you know, to use that instead of oyster oil. She used fish oil.
Wow.
Oh, it was so delicious.
Oh, my gosh.
Mmm, wonderful. My mouth is watering.
Okay. Wow, that's pretty cool. All right. We're going to leave agudok and go to Yvonne from Bethel. Good morning, Yvonne.
Yeah, good morning. My mouth watered too, for me.
I know.
Okay, good morning to you, everyone.
Yes.
Talk about positive attitude and just the way to hunt.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
I thank my dad for teaching me to bring license.
Yeah.
Them wood boat and surfin days.
Wow.
But anyway, we learned that from going the way up, Olikna and Ho-Ho.
Mm-hmm.
You got your license tags and life jacket. And that's what the Fish and Game checks you out for. You're easy to carry and easy to show. I know about going moose hunting with a negative attitude and carrying them in your backpack. All these negative things, but...
No, I agree with you.
Yeah. Devil, what was I going to say? You know, we have this Fish and Game meeting in the wintertime and springtime. And I see our native elders and our natives on there. Mm-hmm. You don't like what the regs and rules are, complain to your representative or
come
attend the meetings. I see a lot of empty chairs.
Yeah. You know,
it's time to say a big guiano to them. I know they're listening.
Wow. Yeah, that's a good way.
And thank God for a 5-year moratorium. I got moose in my backyard.
Yeah. Yes.
Maybe 360.
Uh-huh.
I thought I would never see the day to see moose. There's even moose tracks on the Hanger Lake Road, even in these trees.
Yes.
Yeah. And
that's good.
I got fish for a winter. And
wow. That's the way to talk.
Bought a fish for that.
Mm-hmm.
I know they're listening and guiano to them.
Good for you, Ivan.
And in closing, be safe moose hunting. And, you know, Peter, in the morning at dusk, there's going to be fog and smoke. I already see the smoke.
Hmm.
It's good to hook up your boat lights and wear your life jackets.
Mm-hmm.
Don't speed in the sloughs. Stay on the right. Watch them curves.
Yes.
When you see oncoming boat, stay on the right. It's
yes.
the rule of thumb, you
That's
know.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody should be on the right.
And watch them curves. It's good to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I do when I act? When up, all of a sudden there's a boat.
Yeah.
And we get that big question mark on which way to go, you know.
Yes,
pretty soon
that's
it's
right.
left and right.
Yeah.
What do you do? I just stop now.
Yeah.
Then,
Well, that makes it easier.
Yeah, don't drink.
Yeah.
And don't be trigger happy.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
One time I went to a meadow and there were bullets flying over my head. And,
no.
And I looked, there was four hunters over there and I thank the Lord they missed. And but don't be trigger happy.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not sure, get a second opinion or look through your binocs.
Yes.
And last, sharpen your knives at home.
Uh-huh.
Why, Russian, get a big cut while you're at cutting up your moose.
Yeah.
Your
man.
Hospitals are far away.
That's right.
Okay, good morning.
Very
good,
positive.
Good
very good. Thank you. Yay. Good job. I like that positive, you know.
Yeah, you know. I'm fascinated, like, listening to this, because growing up, I did not hear these mm-hmm. kinds of conversations or comments.
Yeah.
So it's
well,
just so,
yeah,
I'm like a kid in a
yeah,
candy
it's
store
good to share
going,
knowledge
so
and especially good things, you know, like Yvonne
yeah.
had nothing but positive on that.
I know.
You know, and then encouraging people and hunters and, you know, on those sharp bends, you know, in a small, those small creeks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I, when we're up, we usually keep our VHF antenna down. But when we're in small sloughs, you know, she puts it up and puts a little flak up on the top.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So, yes. And then, in fact, it came in handy this summer. You know, people seen our flak and then they slow down. Because
oh,
we didn't see them.
What
but
a good
they,
idea.
They seen our flak, so they slow down. And we were able to pass, you know, safely, you know, between each other. So
I like that advice about sharpening your knives before you even go.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because I heard a story a guy told me about cutting himself out in the tundra, and he could have died because the kind of infection that he got, and he was, you know, he was far away, and
yeah.
the red lines were going up
oh,
his arm.
Oh, no, yeah.
And he just... you know, hadn't been careful with his knives, I guess, on that day. But anyway, we'll go to Gregory from Bethel. Good morning, Gregory.
Well, good morning to one and all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I guess what? One plus one is not equal to, except if you're Latin. Anyway, they're,
okay.
Anyway, there, earlier there I was listening with my, kind of like almost deaf ears. There is an issue about alcohol, and it's my feeling that, each community outside of Bethel there has their responsibility to take care of themselves. They're the, substantiate their definition of sovereignty, and the complaining there is too much, and their responsibility again. So I thought I'd like to pass that on there,
okay.
kind of like scold them.
Okay.
Okay.
Alrighty. Alright. Good morning.
Okay. Good morning to you. Yes. All right.
Good morning.
Okay.
Good morning, Gregory. So we have an anonymous caller. Good
okay.
morning. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yeah, good morning. I want to make to the hunters. Pretty soon we're going to have hunting at September 1.
Mm-hmm.
To the campers, make sure they bring their trash on the campsite. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay,
yes,
thank
yes,
you.
We need to respect our areas where we hunt, you know, and
mm-hmm.
Yeah, just respect the land,
yeah,
and they respect you right back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's easier for the land to provide when it doesn't have a bunch of trash on it.
That's right. Yeah.
So, Okay. Yeah, I go on a lot of tundra walks, and
yeah, you see a lot.
I see a lot, and I think, okay,
that's sad when you see.
I know.
You know, just people throwing refuse or whatever, their empties, you know, just out in the land, and it looks really sad, you know.
Yeah.
People don't need to see that, you know.
Yeah, that's not necessary.
Yeah.
So, okay, so we're. It seems like our roads are getting
better.
Pretty okay.
Oh, yes.
The lines are not as troublesome as they were last week, I think.
I think they're kind of slowed down.
I think it's slowing down.
I kind of thought, I thought I heard that there might be like a, or there will be a phase two or.
That's what I heard for next year?
Yeah, next year. So I think, you know, they prepped the where the roads are going to be, you know, up the. Like the culverts and all that, you know, they've been working on. But it's starting to get comfortable out there.
It is. And I noticed that I thought they were going to put new paving down on the entire Eddie Hoffman Highway. But it seems like it's just large sections, right?
Yeah.
And then next year, will they do the other?
I guess they'll have to, yes.
It's still very smooth.
It's still smoother.
It's so much better. And
right, yes.
Really appreciate that.
You know, and then I forgot which one it was that wanted to, you know, talk about regulations for hunting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We learned yesterday, Patrick from Fish and Game had mentioned that this is the year, the season, where after every 3 years, Board of Fish looks at all the regs, and then if there needs to be any changes to any regulations, then this is the year that they listen to the people, what they want and what they're concerned with, you know, and how they would like to make some changes. Then would be the year.
Do they have a special meeting for that?
Yeah,
I guess
they'll go communities, you know, or. I don't know how they do it, you know, but that's what he had mentioned, that this would be the year to propose any changes to hunting regulations.
Okay.
So.
Wow. That sounds good.
Our lines are open, looks like.
Yeah.
Yes,
so we have a little break.
Time goes fast, yeah.
I know. So we have about 10 minutes left. And so get your call in. If you've never called before, it'd be great to hear from you or get an email from you. We'll give you the numbers again here.
They are 543-5985, 543-2756, 800-995-8954.
And you can email us at radio@kyuk.org.
We have a caller from EEK. We say good morning to John Carter.
Yes, good morning. This is John Carter. I'm calling from EEK.
Okay.
Alaska.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to talk about the subject that came up just a bit ago about something flying overhead. That's a fishing game. I assume a lot of people have their own version of what is going on. Of course, it is upsetting, especially to the hunter, seeing the object or the activity which one thought. It's going on, and besides, it scares the game. There is the flea. One may be when if it was me and me being there at the same time, you know, two things happening at the same time. That may be, but those people are doing their job, and I don't think it was against anybody. And if it wasn't the law system, legal system, hardly anything you and I can do about it. It was Mr. Trump or anything like that. Oh my God! Good morning.
Good morning, John.
Good morning.
You know about those? Yeah, we were talking about that yesterday too during our Gitmachlako show. Is that, you know, if you see anybody flying over the game or low flyers, you know, take their tail number for circling around and then doing, you know, scaring game away or whatever, and try and take their tail number and report the time and date and report it into Fish and Game or the Alaska State Troopers.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay. I didn't realize that was... I can see where that would be an issue. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. All right. So we have a little bit of time left, and we welcome... last-minute calls or announcements you want to make. There's a lot of activities going on in the next few days, as well as the larger kind of regional activities of fishing and Tuxuk Bay Blackberry Festival. Moose hunting is going to be starting soon. So we're heading into kind of a busy time, and it's usually a time when the weather's pretty decent. It's clearer, the rains are kind of lower.
Yeah, when you say like the weather today, we're looking at, you know, a slight chance of rain. Let's amplify that slight.
Okay. A slight chance of rain.
Yeah, so, but I think we're looking at pretty fair weather this weekend, you know, for people that will be headed up, you know, so there'll be a lot of traffic on the river.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the waters sound like they're getting low upstream. So be prepared for low waters and extra traffic along the river. Be courteous, you know, and, you know, if you see anybody that stopped, you know, if they check and make sure they're okay. Mm-hmm. We have a caller from Bethel. Good morning to Sunny.
Good morning on a beautiful Friday.
Yes.
And so wonderful to be out and about.
Okay.
So, sure now, where's the hunting stories taking us? Should we go upriver, downriver, left, right?
Well, you know, that's up to you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. So everyone who goes out hunting, make sure you tell someone where you're going.
Yeah.
Don't just get on your boat and say, okay, I'll see you guys later. Someone's always expecting you to come home. Anyone who knows and remembers, we all tell, I tell my parents, I tell my family, I'm going somewhere, in which direction, and if I change my mind, cell phone technology, you could call from your boat, tell them you're relocating.
Mm, good.
And make sure that if you're expected to come home on Friday and you come back on Saturday, that's not a bad thing. Just make sure you explain to them what's happened when you arrive. And everyone be safe.
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Good. I think it's great people calling in and just reminding us of these things.
Yes, and then, you know, I might add that in case you're out of phone range, you know, you can, you know, if you are moving or moving to another area, you might want to just leave a note there, you know, because mm-hmm. I found that helpful one time. I was in a certain area, but I wanted to move, and so I left a note, and somebody seen that note.
Really? Oh, that's a good idea. Okay. We have Henry calling in. Good morning, Henry. Welcome to Talk Line.
Hi. I'm calling from Atmashok, and
okay.
Like to just say out to have an early fishing this coming year, and so we don't have any maggots like bagalok sling, chivak sling eggs in our fish racks. So we just wanna, I just wanna say to have an early fishing this coming year.
Okay.
And I support KYUK.
Oh, good. Oh,
good. Thank you.
Kuya Nakwa for talking, and Peter, Kuya Nakwa, Don Huden, and I just wanna say just have an early fishing.
This good. Yeah, this good job. Year.
Okay.
Koyana.
Yeah, Koyana.
Koyana, Henry. All right.
All right.
So,
time is moving.
Yeah,
we've got a couple more minutes.
Yeah, we've got just a few more minutes. Then the music for closing down is going to start up. We've got about 2 minutes, so you could squeeze a quick call in if you wanted to, or an email.
Yeah.
And I can check that out. Okay. All right.
Well, but I think we had a fair amount of callers.
We did.
Today, people are, you know, of course, prepping up to go moose hunting, and there was a lot of good advice today, you know, mm-hmm. about being safe and, mm-hmm. you know, to make sure that, be certain of what you're shooting at, you know, and make sure that they are, the legal game. And also, especially to, you know, be on the safety side, you know, and then there's been some reports about some people shooting around, or I don't know if they're targeting or whatever, you know, mm-hmm. but be careful of where you're aiming at. And then I always make it a rule in my boat, you know, not to have your gun loaded up, you know, in the event you hit a bump or something that
your gun
can take off, you know. So be on safe side, you know, because it only takes a second to load up,
yeah.
you know, when you have to shoot. So just people have to, and then be prepared, you know, if you're going on a long distance, there's a lot of things that could, you know, happen. So you need to be prepared and, mm-hmm. And then just respect the land and places where you'll be.
Yeah.
So it's,
you
know,
haul your trash out.
Yes. And then somebody suggested that you could also burn whatever's burnable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then yesterday too, we heard that, you know, sometimes, you know, you can bury something into the ground and they, you know, it'll be okay. But
yeah.
I think burning is a good way too.
Sure.
But then there's
some good options for
that.
So thank you everyone for all of your calls, and we look forward to hearing from you next Friday,
which is
September 5th.
Yeah, and I might not be here, so.
What? What?
Yeah, I'm planning on going camping, you know, God willing.
I don't think so. Okay, so, I will look for another someone to co-host next Friday.
We appreciate everyone that have called. And,
yes.
You know, especially your listeners out there, too. We want to wish everyone a wonderful and a safe weekend. So have a wonderful time, and just a lot of activity. No need to be gloomy and, you know, stay home.
No, get out and about. Yeah. Be around people. It'll really help you. It'll give you a good feeling.
All right. Be safe, everyone. Thank you.